Checking on the Arts is made possible by Memphis College of Art, and that's kind of exciting because there's an amazing two exhibitions that Memphis College of Art is doing right now on the artist Edward Perry, who is probably the best artist that you've probably never heard of. It's fascinating stuff, and I've got Remy Miller, who is the Dean and Vice President of Academic Affairs at Memphis College of Art, along with Professor Ellen Doherty, joining me today. Welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
This is a fascinating story. I would encourage our listeners to go to this week's flyer. Chris Davis has a very nice article in there about this exhibition and about Edward Perry. And I've been looking at the catalog for the show, and these pieces are just amazing. What's the story of Edward Perry? Why is this guy not more well known? Why is he not famous for these works?
Well, Ed Perry was an alum of the Memphis College of Art back when it was the Memphis Academy of Arts, mm-hmm. in 1971. And he went on to study art, get an MFA from the University of Cincinnati. And he worked as an artist, but he was very opposed to the sort of commercial art world. Mm-hmm. He never really showed his own art. He worked as an assistant for other artists, most particularly a rather well-known one named Rockne Krebs, who was actually a laser artist. When Ed Perry sort of stopped working for Rockne Krebs, he kind of retired back to his home of Louisville, Kentucky, and began making the works that you'll see in the shows at MCA. And those works he basically never showed except to a small circle of friends. So when he died in 2007, those works were stored and had never really been shown. They were inherited by friends of his in Memphis. And when we saw them, we were blown away. I should let Remy talk about how much he loved these works when he saw them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a hard time containing my enthusiasm. I think Ellen is a much more objective and thoughtful viewer. But I originally went out to A2H and Askew Hargrove Hargrave, mm-hmm. and which is a firm out in Lakeland nearby, right. where I live. And I met Becky Askew out there and walked in. There were four big pieces in the foyer. And while I was talking to her, I was really taken aback by almost immediately by how great these things were. And it was a complete surprise. I had no idea who he was other than that he was an alum. Mm-hmm. And it's been full speed ahead since that first day.
And we should say that the works themselves are very large. They're combination kind of sculptural and painting. Mm-hmm. Each work, with the exception of one or two, each work is a large constructed wooden frame around a much smaller canvas. And the canvases are spray painted, which is kind of a surprising thing to even say. You don't think of spray paint and fine art often, but they're these spray painted kind of optical illusions that work together with the frame to create a whole. So we called one of the shows, the show at the Rust Hall Gallery, we called it Constructions, because mm-hmm. they don't seem to be, they're not fully paintings and they're not fully sculptures, they're kind of both.
Right, right.
And they hang on the wall, they're not freestanding, they're a relief kind of sculpture. They're very large, often kind of narrow and long. Mm-hmm. In fact, Ed Perry on some of them referred to them as his little people. So we've thought of them in terms of like figures on the wall. They're very abstract, but they're still sort of figural. And they're really beautiful. The colors really pop. They're bright, mm-hmm. bright greens and purples and reds in the canvases. And then the wood is all mostly reclaimed hardwoods, so beautiful woods, you know, oak, mahogany. And that it's just, it creates a very warm color palette, usually, sometimes with a kind of electric canvas at the middle. And I should say, speaking of electric, some of the works are electric themselves. They're wired. They have circuit boards and lights. They flash and click like little robots. We have a whole room in our downtown Hyde Gallery that's filled with these electric ones. And it's really fun to just stand in the gallery and watch them because they interact with you. actually. They're really cute.
They almost seem like they're having a conversation themselves. It's really great.
Yeah, we have about five of those in the room. He made more than that, but we have five that are actively clicking at you and blinking at you as you stand there and watch.
We're talking about the two exhibitions of works by Edward Perry that Memphis College of Art has currently running. They have one between canvas and frame at their gallery downtown, the Hyde Gallery. That runs through September 19th. And the reception for that is this Friday evening, by the way. And then Constructions, which is at Rust Hall, the main building at Memphis College of Art, and the Alumni Gallery. And that runs through October 13th. Reception is September 6th. And for goodness sakes, go to the webpage and get all the details and don't have to remember it here. And you can see pictures, which do not do these pieces justice, but you can check that out at mca.edu. Remy Miller and Ellen Doherty are here with me. You actually, back this last spring, taught a class about Ed Perry. And I understood that it entailed quite a bit of original scholarship on this guy.
It did, because there's almost nothing on him. There are a few, there are personal letters, some things like that. There are a few references to him in newspapers, especially when he was working with Rockne Krebs. He also worked with lasers. He has a strange kind of biography, really. When he left Memphis and went to Cincinnati, one of the things he did there was work in the medical center at the University of Cincinnati. And he worked with lasers there, laser safety, laser surgery. He took photographs of lasers and laser art. And so there are a few things that were published with his work in it, but it really didn't tell much of the story. So the students that I was teaching helped me basically do original research on him and try to understand the work and figure out how to talk about the work, even though we had very little to go on. We had the pieces themselves. And one of the really interesting things about the pieces, the fronts are beautiful, but the backs are fascinating. At the show downtown, you'll get to see one that we've suspended so that you can walk around and look at the back. But basically, every work in the show has writing all over the backs. And it's unfortunate that they hang on the wall in some ways, because you can't actually see what he's written. But he uses the backs almost like a diary. The students kind of came up with that idea that it sort of his diary. Some of what he wrote on the back was technical construction details. You know, I constructed this frame in 1992. I painted it at this date. And some of the things that he was writing on the backs were current events. Hmm. So he chronicles a lot of the current events that people might remember from the 90s. Bombed Iraq, Loma Prieta earthquake, 1989. So around the early 90s, he's writing down things that are happening in the world around him. And then there's a third category, and that we would call really like diary entries, where he tells you things that are sort of often very funny about his own life, like filed my taxes for the first time in 20 years, or went to Memphis, saw such and such a person. So it's really interesting. The students were able to use the works themselves as part of the evidence for talking about them. That's kind of an unusual situation. So
I would think
the students were kind of impressed, I think, by that, and also a little scared to take a class where there was nothing already published about the guy. They had to start generating things on their own and thinking about things. The class was kind of a we called it a curatorial practicum to teach the students a little bit about how you would curate a show and how you would take an artist that has very little known and try to understand that person.
Remy, how did you come with the idea of doing this in both of your galleries?
Well, the part of it was just the sheer number of works, and although we knew they were big, you didn't feel their size when they were out at A2H. So then the other is just was just enthusiasm. I figured let's do both of the big galleries, and it didn't quite work out that way. But his friends Keith Sykes, who's local songwriter, and his wife Jereen and Gordon Alexander were very pleased that we could have that work in Rust Hall, where they had all gone to school.
Sure.
Or Gordon and Ed had gone to school.
Is there any way to sort of understand or explain why an artist like this, who is clearly just hugely talented and has a very clear vision, decides to not show that vision to anyone?
I think it's hard to know what's in somebody's head,
sure.
but I think he felt that he was making work for the right reasons. He made the work that he wanted to make, that he thought was important to make. And we were just talking about how impractical this work is in terms of the art world. Being able to move it is a huge job.
It's quite heavy.
And when you do see them in the big gallery, they're just huge. And so he did, and I think in a very idealistic way, what every artist should do, which is, I'm going to make the work that I need to make to say the things that I believe in and are important. And, I guess the thing about selling the work is that was a choice. He was an odd guy. He was obsessive. He had strong feelings about things. And why he took such a turn against the commercial art world, I really don't know that. But it didn't fit with his idealistic view, I think, of what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
But that was his choice. That's what he did. It doesn't change the work or make it any better or any worse. It's just the way he was.
Well, it's fascinating looking stuff. I cannot wait to see it. And everyone go to mca.edu. You can see a couple of pictures there, which does not do it justice. Edward Perry, two shows, Between Canvas and Frame at the Hyde Gallery downtown. And that runs through September 19th. The reception is this Friday. And then Constructions at Rust Hall, the alumni gallery on the MCA campus. And that runs through October 3rd. And the reception is September 6th. And again, if you'd like more information, mca.edu. Edward Perry, a fabulous artist that I'm pretty sure you've never seen before unless you happen to go out to A2H. Remy Miller is Dean and Vice President of Academic Affairs at Memphis College of Art, along with Professor Ellen Doherty. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Checking on the Arts is made possible by contributing listeners and by Memphis College of Art. Presenting Between Canvas and Frame, works by Ed Perry, on view through September 19th in the Hyde Gallery, 477 South Main. There's more information online at mca.edu. Memphis College of Art, they make art work.